Item 8 is the claims. Questions from council on any of those? Relatively low, but Faye and Daniel were quick to point out in this morning's meeting that this is a 5-Monday month and we'll get plenty of bills still, so the next ones will be higher. About public questions on any of the claims tonight? Bonnie, what do you have?
The question was in regards to the payments to Fennel Design. There's one for the City Hall remodel at $8,900 and also one for Public Works at $6,400. The City Hall remodel, that's for continuing planning. They don't have the architectural plans done yet to be able to go out to bid. For the Public Works campus, that's for construction management. And so that continues on, especially a project of that magnitude, that there's an outside construction manager to review that. I don't know. Is that usually 10% of a project cost, somewhere around there? Okay. I shouldn't have even brought that up. Never mind.
Scratch that previous.
Yeah. So the question is under the Business Improvement District, which is the downtown. There's $8,800 to the Dakota Playground for benches, plaque, and receptacles downtown. That's for the new benches that are being placed downtown and the plaques that are on it for the memorials, and those are available to for anyone to purchase at a low price of $2,500, I believe. This is for the first 5 that were ordered. And so the city is purchasing them out of the bid funds, and then the donation, essentially the $2,500, goes to the foundation. The first 5 have been placed, and I think 5 more are ready to be ordered or have been ordered. The goal, I think, is for about 19 or 20 downtown, somewhere around there. The city is placing them all. And then in addition to that, the receptacles, the trash receptacles that are going next to them, the city is actually paying those. We didn't feel that we'd probably be able to get donations for that. But we're always open if anyone's interested. I think the knuckle might be willing to. But those are actually being paid for out of the sanitation fund for 5 and for 5 garbage cans. Public furniture is expensive, and that's because it's outdoor furniture and it's meant to be durable. And then the plaques themselves are quite expensive, but that also goes along with when someone donates, they divide that number by 5. What is that, $700? $700. And that's also the freight. I mean, freight was a large portion of that.
Yeah.
I think the freight, I won't say percentages, I was wrong last time. Freight was a big portion of it. Okay.
That's for the grant for the college for the.
Oh, yeah. We the ambulance department was successful in getting a grant from FEMA to fully fund training for 6 paramedics to be able to be trained to become a mobile medic, and then that service would be something that would hopefully be able to begin in the community beginning about May-ish, Lisa? Yeah, somewhere around May. And so we have a grant from FEMA that pays for their training, their books, as well as their time when they're actually doing their practicals. Okay, their practicals. And then when they're also being trained, the other employees that we have to bring in to fill kind of their roles. So we have a significant grant from FEMA. I think the total is 100. Yeah, almost 100 grand that we received from FEMA for that. So that'll be a service that we'll be able to start in May. The idea behind that is that they'll be able, number one, when we have a lot of calls, which our ambulance service right now has quite a few calls in the community on a daily basis for people that maybe just need someone to look at them, take their blood pressure, that sort of thing, maybe change a dressing. So right now we have an ambulance that goes out and does that because they were dispatched because someone calls 911, and so they have to treat the patient. And then if the patient refuses to be transported to the hospital, which occurs, then we are not allowed to charge for that service legally. And so if we have a mobile medic, then instead of dispatching an EMT and a paramedic, we'd be able to simply send the mobile medic, and then we would be able to charge for that service. In addition, when people are discharged from the hospital, sometimes after, you know, a knee surgery or something like that, they need someone to check their vitals or maybe do a dressing change or something like that for a week or 2 weeks, something like that. This service would be able to provide that. So it makes it easier for people in the Sturgis community to be able to be discharged from a hospital quicker. And I think, honestly, enhances the quality of life here.
You know, we're... Go ahead, Bonnie.
No, that would be social services or police department.
But we worked with the hospital on this.
Yes.
Also, yeah. And they're a key to putting this all together. So, any other questions, comments, concerns on tonight's claims being paid? Bernie. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. What we do with any of these sorts of positions, when we provide training to an employee to enhance their skill set, there's a contract that they sign that states once the training is completed, 3% of the total cost will be forgiven for each month that they work, so that after 36 months, 100% of that cost is forgiven. If they leave after a year, then, you know, they still have to repay 67% of the cost, and so on and so forth. That's what we do kind of across the board when we pay for certifications. There are some employees that just get certifications on their own merit.
Any other discussion? Public or council? Is there a motion? We have a first by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Jason. Any last discussion? We're paying some bills. Jason, we'll start with you on roll call.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Mike?
Yes.
And Terry?
Yes.
Bills paid unanimously.